children, minors. It has currently passed the House in Illinois and the Senate unanimously in both of those places. It is currently awaiting the governor's signature. We believe it will be signed, again, in the wake of the Penn State situation. There's not a whole lot of controversy about whether or not this is a good thing to do. But it will require the University of Illinois to put in place mandated training and acknowledgement for all of our employees, not just those who are covered already under the existing law, but all of our employees will need to be made aware of this law and what they need to do if they witness such behavior or suspect that a minor has been abused or neglected. So what we intend to do is to meld this requirement into some mandated sexual harassment awareness training. There seems to be an opportunity to do that. It may not be in the same training module, but it would be closely related and it would be something that we could easily do. We also know that I've already talked to the HR directors at the Illinois public institutions who would also be affected by this law. There's a lot of interest across the state in coming together and putting together one training, one online training, and of course we'd need to have classroom training for those employees who do not have access to a computer, but there's a lot of interest in banding together and using our collective resources, much like we have done with the Illinois Ethics Act required training where that Donna McNeely was instrumental in pulling together across the state. So I think you can look for us to be doing that in fiscal year 13. The next steps for our group is to look at, again, the mandatory training, both for the Sexual Harassment and the Abuse and Neglected Child Reporting Act, but also to look at a university umbrella policy. And we've actually already drafted that policy, and we're getting input from our three campus groups on if they have any concerns about our language or what we're saying in the policy. And I expect that we will bring that forth to the President's Cabinet in the not-too-distant future to have it discussed at that level. And I guess last I would like to say that we look forward to putting together more of an electronic way to gather information about all of the activities across our three campuses where we bring children to campus or we have programs where children participate. And when I say children, that means minors under the age of 18. We certainly have that information, but we don't necessarily keep it consistently across the three campuses, and it's just an area that we think we need to have a little bit more rigor around in order to be able to track and answer questions and know where our risks may be. And that's all I have today, unless anyone has any questions.
I would think like the risk management, our insurance insurers would be all over us.
Yes, you would think that they would be, and part of it is we're self-insured.
And if you're watching, it's not a suggestion.
We are self-insured up into a large retention point, but yes, we do know that there are a number of insurers who give you credit, if you will, for having certain employment practice policies in place. So we think it would be very favorable for us to do that from that standpoint as well. Thank you.
Any other questions?
How much of an emphasis of the trainee for students is on date rape?
Actually, that is an emphasis. It's domestic abuse, it's sexual violence, sexual harassment, all of those areas are covered in the student training. And it is required for all incoming freshmen, and it has been for a while. And the program that exists across our three campuses is pretty rigorous, and it's pretty respected as well across universities.
And for transfer students, is that present as well?
You know, that's a really good question, I would assume, but I would need to get back to you on that.
Are there any other questions? Okay.
Thank you,
Maureen. That's very helpful, very impressive, all that you've done. Larry Shook is going to present. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, and Chairman Kennedy, Board of Trustees. My pleasure this afternoon to give you an update on the economic development university-related organizations. And let me first state that it's been another great year for the University of Illinois in terms of research. We continue to do